Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the second hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Create the content on the site, vote on what is there, and you can help push different news items or YouTube videos or blog posts up to the top and the front page of the website, meaning more people see it and talk about it and share it, and we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive as we go right back into your phone calls. Coming up, we'll talk about the failure of police, one particular citizen review board for the police department, this one in Atlanta. Well, yeah, we kind of touched on it briefly on Saturday night, but there's some detail that we didn't really get to at all. And I think it might be interesting or enlightening to learn more about that. But first, we go to Wallace, listening in Vermont. And Wallace, we've been talking about our friend Ademo Freeman, who is currently facing 21 years in prison and for a so-called wiretapping where he was recording government bureaucrats while they were on the job without their knowledge, apparently, even though, according to Ademo, they did know that they were on the record. So this is yet to be hashed out in court. It will be on Monday. You had a second suggestion beyond getting in touch with the folks over at the Reporters Committee for Press Freedom, or rather for the freedom of the press. Go ahead with that second point.
Before I forget, the law firm that I emailed you guys her response to me, both you guys, I said, that law firm is very well known. They've represented lots and lots of media, as I said. The thing is that this woman told me that because of the criminal nature of this thing, that the industry doesn't want this thing to, you know, go wrong. So she said if this law firm that you guys now have, the information, the contact information, doesn't take it, to call her back, and they have what they call, it's a principle called pull out beat sheet, meaning an attorney from, say, Hawaii can basically come and be standby counsel. Again, they will proceed to pro se like he would, but as soon as he's got a legal question, he turns to the attorney and basically represents.
Right. Pro hoc vis allows anybody, an attorney that's licensed in another state, to come into a state in which they are not licensed, as I understand it,
exactly,
and practice so-called law at that point.
So this particular committee has said that if that law firm doesn't represent a demo, then call her back and she'll find somebody.
But that's good to know. It was nice to talk to somebody who actually seemed to care, because
right, because there's a real shortage of that around here.
Yeah, it seems like attorneys are just, you know, in it for the money for the most part. And look, I get it. That law school degree was really expensive, and you got
to pay the bills.
Right, I get it. But you know, activists by nature don't necessarily have a whole lot of money with which to go and hire an attorney. And also the other thing that whenever I hear attorneys basically blow off cases like this that are clear free speech, free press violations, I always think to myself, really? This attorney doesn't think that they could win this case, that they could make some money on the back end, like, you know, on a contingency basis? Because if attorney's not willing to pick up an obvious violation of press freedom like this on a contingency basis, that tells me this is the wrong attorney, that this attorney doesn't, you know, doesn't have a real belief in the idea of freedom of the press, or doesn't think that it's, you know, it's a good case. And if the attorney doesn't think it's a good case, why the hell would I want to pay him up front?
That's a good question.
So, Wallace, any other thoughts?
Yes, the other thing is, she indicated that their committee policy is that because it's a criminal thing, guaranteed counsel. On the other hand, there is a way so somebody doesn't have to be the sacrificial lamb, if you want to call it. It's called declaratory relief. You turn around and you say, I want to do something, and the statute or the implications or the application of the statute, I fear that I'm going to be arrested or something gross is going to happen to me. The committee says that they have attorneys that might. The other way is 99 and 44, 100%, like the Ivory commercial, guaranteed representation, pro bono. The declaratory relief is questionable. And the thing is that it would have to be up to an individual attorney to say, gee, I really want to make a name for myself.
Right.
I want to stop this thing. I
that would be where you would become the plaintiff in a case attempting to change the rules of the system. And thanks, Wallace, for the call tonight. Always appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. So we'll continue to let you know whatever, if there is some sort of legal involvement at some point.
The
in
maze and the warren of legal stuff, isn't it? It's crazy.
So confusing. Let's continue, though. Chris is also on the line here, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and Pete. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good.
Doing well. Thanks, man.
On your mind.
It's Chris Cantwell, actually. As you guys are aware, I just started moving back to New York from New Hampshire, and I came down here Sunday night. It's now Tuesday evening, and I've already been reminded of why I left New York.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Yeah, I went. I had to go into Manhattan this evening, and ever since 9/11, they've been stopping trucks and searching them for bombs or whatever at the Midtown Tunnel, Frog's Neck Bridge, basically wherever there's a toll booth on its way into the city. And mine is not a commercial vehicle. I don't have to go through the truck lane. But as you guys are aware of, I drive a van that, to the police's credit, looks like the shadiest thing that ever hit the road.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
it does.
So I'm driving now. The thing is, though, that I don't have the easy pass. I got to go through the cash lane. And they pull regular vehicles out of the cash lane to search them. And I got picked off at the Midtown Tunnel today.
Damn.
And that was a really interesting experience because I still haven't unpacked. I have like half of my property is in my van right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's going to be spread all over the Manhattan.
They pulled me over when I opened up the van. They saw what was in there, and they were like, I don't want to search through all of this. But they go through, they check my paperwork and whatnot. And when I was pulled over in Massachusetts like 2 weeks ago, the officer didn't give me back my registration and insurance card.
Oh,
so
no.
They write me a ticket for registration insurance as many, many trucks and other vehicles go past me, which I thought was kind of funny because if this is a terrorism-related thing and you're more concerned with writing me a ticket than you are with, checking these dangerous vehicles.
It's clear where their priorities lie.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I mean, you can go through there. The funny thing is that if I had an easy pass, I'm never subject to that search. If you have an easy pass, you can go through there with a Suburban full of TNT, and nobody's ever going to give you a second look.
Good point.
Yeah, you won't even stop.
Well, it figures, right? Again, it shows where their priorities are. They're all about the cash, and that's what the Easy Pass is all about for them. I mean, it's just moving people through. And obviously, they make a little bit more if they take cash from you, but it also it clogs up the road so they can move more volume with the Easy Pass, and they don't have to pay many people.
And they can track you. But what I'd say, Chris, is maybe the situation shows that the police need to be better funded so they can check everybody that goes through.
Yeah, right.
So you're leaving New Hampshire?
Yeah, unfortunately, fortunately at the same time. I mean, I got a really good job offer here in New York, but I'm already again being reminded of why I fled this place in the first place. Unfortunately, I am down here now. So I'm still looking for work up there. I really want to come back, especially after this incident. I'm looking at the red light cameras, paying sales tax and everything again, and I'm really starting to regret it.
Well, you were talking to me. I mean, we were at karaoke the other night, your last weekend here in Keene, and it seemed like the story was basically you'd kind of jumped the gun a little bit on coming up here as far as preparation is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could have been prepared a little bit better. I ran into a problem with the local government here over my apartment, and I said, all right, screw this. If I'm going to go find another apartment, I might as well go find one in New Hampshire. And I figure I'm a guy with a van full of tools. I can make a living anywhere. But, was not finding what I needed up there. Didn't plan it out ahead of time, and it was just like, it didn't work out very well economically, I had a blast. I really enjoyed it up there.
As I understand it, you do intend to return after finishing up this job down there.
If I find another job up there before this job is over, then I'm not going to finish this job. I'm going to come back up there.
All right, man. Well, be safe out there. Let us know what
all
happens.
Best, Chris.
Appreciate
right,
hearing from you tonight,
weekend.
Man.
Take care, buddy.
855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help.
We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Pete, and Mark.
Pete Ayers with us, courtesy of copblock.org. If you haven't been there, what are you waiting for? Get over to copblock.org. It's a humongous site. With I mean, it's... It's an overwhelmingly large site with lots of content and lots of great video clips and instructional suggestions as to how to handle the police. Cop Block 101 actually just came out recently, which I thought was very good. It's narrated by you and Pete Ayer. You and Damo. Interchange you guys. But anyway, you have slept together.
You already called him his partner.
But not like that. You were only sleeping together because of lack of accommodation.
Fiscal constraints.
Right. Go to copblock.org. Don't miss it.
I don't even know what to do here. Gold.freetalklive.com. You can get gold and silver in your hands, delivered right to your door. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. They've got some of the best prices you're going to be able to find in any of these major gold purveyors out there, because they give the guarantees. They'll buy back the gold. It can be difficult to find a buyer for the gold once you have it. Midas Resources will buy it, too. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. Take a look at the coins that we've got there for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Mama Allie calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Mama Allie.
Hi, boys.
Hey.
It's really good to hear your voice tonight. It was also really good to hear Taryn Lupo, my boy in Savannah, is how I found out about Free Talk Live. I am calling to give a shout-out to all those who are missing somebody who's caught in the system. I'm sitting by the river with my radio. My bottle of tequila and I gave. They took my baby today.
You're breaking up a little bit. It sounds like you're on a cell phone there.
But I know that they did take your daughter from you today.
They took her today. They surrounded the house on Sunday. They put her in custody, and her dad actually came today. And they told me that they weren't going to be able to force her, which they didn't technically force her, but the police told her they were going to put her in handcuffs and put her in her dad's car. And they scared her enough to where she buckled, and they took her.
Now, how old is your daughter? Justice is her name. How old is she?
She's 13.
13, okay. And so she's certainly old enough to be able to make her own decision about which parent she'd
absolutely
like to spend time with, right? And
absolutely. If you've met my daughter, you know she's got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah, so why, I guess I'm confused about all this. If it was her choice, she just felt intimidated and she went with him, I don't get it.
They were going to force her to go with him. They told me that they couldn't force her. So I was like, okay, so she's fine. As long as they can't force her, then she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was ready to fight. But they came with two squad cars and four cops, and they pulled out their handcuffs and they scared her, and by the time I got there, she's like ran out the door and was like, "Mommy, they were gonna put me in handcuffs and put her in her dad's car and take her." So I just wanted, it's really good to hear you guys' voice, and I just want to give a shout out to everybody who's missing somebody right now. The man who built the last biscuit with me is also in a cage in Michigan right now. My daughter is also trapped by tyrants. And I'm sitting here, me, Free Talk Live.
So they're taking your teenage daughter to, she's been put in custody with her father. She's not in some sort of juvenile home. She's back with her dad.
Right, but I would have rather had her in juvenile home to fight them, at least, because he is completely unreasonable and insane. And, he doesn't want her to go to home school. And, she's already started her school, She has food passion like her mama. The Biscuit Bible comes out September the 1st. She's like,
the
so
Biscuit
excited.
Bible. This is. I'm glad to hear that you're still working on that. We haven't talked to you about it in probably about a year, but you are the founder of the Last Biscuit, which for a long time provided basically agorist underground food sales in the city of Savannah, where you are operating 24 hours a day. In your own kitchen, basically.
I was going to tell you, too, that guy that was on the air earlier, and him and his wife are fixing to pay some insane amount of money for no reason. He can email me at thelastbiscuit with underscores in between the words at yahoo.com, and I'll tell him how to do it and skip that $5,000 for them.
Nice. That's a very generous offer. And this Biscuit Bible is something that you've written, which is going to give people kind of your tips and suggestions on how to operate a similar business of, you know, essentially running your own home-cooked meal kind of delivery service where you're cooking.
Right. Yeah, it's been really good. You know, I've had 2 more months with my baby than they would have let me.
Yeah, yeah.
And she actually wrote everything for it. She wrote.
Oh, cool. So she was kind of, she was transcribing you. That's neat.
It's cool work.
She is absolutely my translator for the world.
So folks are going to learn how to run their own underground cooking business. I think that's pretty exciting. Is Taryn helping you publish that? How are you actually going to get it out there?
No, I actually have a local publisher that I've been working with. It took me a little bit to get back here to Tennessee because I've obviously been in Oklahoma trying to deal with that with my daughter, and it took me a little bit. And I didn't want to get a publisher that I couldn't sit down and talk with face-to-face because I'm kind of a handshake, your word is my word kind of thing, girl. And I had to show them how I want it. And so I waited till I got back here, and I talked to a publisher as soon as I got here, and he proofread it and was like insanely ecstatic about all the books that I'm working on. I have like 3 unfinished books, but it was, it was just kind of a proofread. I don't write. I'm a cook. That's what I do.
Yeah,
my hands, I make food, you know, and so to write was a different thing for me, but he was like, the feedback was insanely awesome. So it kind of was like the confidence booster I guess I needed to put it in print.
Great. Well, I hope it works out, and give us another call when the publishing date comes up. We'd love to talk a little bit further about it and tell listeners where they can get their hands on it. Mama Allie, best of luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, one of the themes that is found frequently within the Liberty Movement is the idea of doing business without government permission, and that's something that Mama Allie really excelled at to the point where, again, running a food operation 24 hours a day out of a home kitchen, which is, you know, completely illegal as far as permitting and things like that are concerned, but she had happy customers who kept coming back, and delivery people that would, because obviously you don't want your customers coming to the kitchen location because somebody might snitch on you, but, delivery people who would discreetly take product from the kitchen. I mean, it was almost like, you know, black market in food sales, and
it was certainly
amazing.
A gray market. They didn't pay any kind of government fees, didn't have any kind of government inspections. People still got the food. I ate the food. It's delicious.
Yeah, home southern cooking, basically.
You know, and it's really unjust for the government to demand money from you. You can sit around, collect welfare from the government for free.
Sure.
But if you want to work and make your life better and make your family's life better, they want to cut.
Who the hell are they? 855-450-FREE. Well, we know who they are. They're men with guns who will do whatever it is they want to, as long as they can keep getting away with it, as long as people keep letting it happen and refuse to speak out and refuse to stand up for their rights. 855-450-FREE. But maybe the police review board can save us. We'll explain what happened in Atlanta with their police review board here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. News updates are included. You can get signed up and follow our emailed news updates, or you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and get even more from the show than just news. We'll also ask some questions and retweet things and talk a little bit more over on Twitter and Facebook. You can get to there to both of those by going to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up.
Yeah, the sponsor of our phone lines is SACL CAI. They do accounts receivable. If you have a business that needs to try something new in the area of collections or whatever, they can handle it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so it was over the weekend that we talked in detail about the police and corruption and what was going on with our friend Ademo, who's facing a trial in Manchester on Monday for three wiretapping charges, possibly looking at 21 years in prison. And the question that I asked on Saturday night was, well, you know, is there anything that can be done besides individuals acting? You know, can there be some sort of inside the system solution to holding police accountable? Some people would suggest that there's the possibility that a police accountability board or a police citizens review board might actually have the chance to do something. At least that's what they thought in Atlanta after the shooting.
It's about the only thing you can come up with, right?
It sounds like
what do you do?
You certainly can't file a complaint with the police. As you know, if you've ever seen the police complaint center, are you guys familiar with the police complaint center over at copblock.org, Pete?
I'm not sure.
You should look into it, because it's almost like the precursor to Cop Block. Police Complaint Center is something that was founded many years ago. I think it was sometime in the 1990s by a former cop. Diop Kamau is his name, this kind of like big black dude kind of cop. And, you know, he's definitely got that cop look to him. And he left the police force over, I forget what the issue was, but he certainly knows what it's like on the inside of a police department, knows how to work.
Clearly disenchanted in some way.
Right, knows how to work the police with, you know, from the inside. And he has run a number of sting operations, basically reverse stings on the police. And one of the classic ones was where they went into South Florida and they had one of their guys from the Police Complaint Center, who I believe was also a former cop, go into several police departments, something like more than 20, different regional police departments in different areas of South Florida. And his mission was to, with hidden cameras, was to ask for a complaint form. That's all.
Yeah, I've seen that video. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it is great. Mm-hmm. And they were actually kind of hired by a news organization, so they were sort of commissioned in because they'd heard complaints about the various different police departments there, and so they hired the Police Complaint Center to come in and do it proper. You know, like go in with a real undercover camera operation and somebody that knows exactly what they're doing and work the cops over. And basically, he ended up getting attacked by some officers in one department.
Some police departments don't have a complaint form at all.
Others intimidated him. Some claimed they didn't have the police complaint form. Some said they did have a form, but you couldn't leave the department with it. And there were a few that actually let you take the form and leave the department. So it was a huge range of responses from these departments. And it was absolutely outrageous how the cops behaved in many of those different aspects. So you look at
this. And I don't think that anybody listening here, because we've been accused of being cop haters, yep. I can't imagine anybody here thinks that it's okay for police to intimidate somebody who asked for a complaint form.
Right.
Shouldn't police departments simply give somebody a form, a complaint form, if they ask for it?
Seems like a no-brainer, but apparently a whole bunch of them have a policy against that.
And who knows what they've got? I mean, you know, we don't know if it's a policy, but there certainly were a lot of these one bad apples running around.
Right, and he wasn't supposed to have a story. The guy didn't, you know, he wasn't going to lie to the cops. He didn't have an actual, you know, they didn't give him a story to tell about what
nope.
the complaint was. Because,
just asked for a form.
Right, he just wanted to have a form. And when the cops would ask him questions about, well, why do you want it? What happened? Who are you complaining about? Then he would say, well, it could be you, so I want to get the form where I can take it home. Or it might be for my friend. Maybe my friend, who was intimidated by one of your officers, doesn't want to come into the very same department in which one of the officer in question is working, who might actually be you, the officer I'm talking to.
Could be a stunner there, right?
So, anyway, there's, you know, that was really great work that they've done, and they've done a number of other things. So, you know, doing these undercover sting operations is cool. It's revealing about the police departments. But does anything really ever change as a result of it? I don't know. I think people's minds get opened, and that's important. Those are certain things to which goals toward which we are working. But changing the system is a really unwieldy process. So what happened in Atlanta? Well, 92-year-old Katherine Johnston was shot to death by police in a drug raid during a raid that, by the way, was built on lies from informants, followed by cover-ups by the cops who killed Catherine in her home and then planted drugs in the house to justify the raid after the fact. We covered this story when it happened on Free Talk Live, quite a bit of detail. Well, it led to the birth of the Atlanta Citizen Review Board.
And by the way, I'd like to point out that this raid wasn't done by two police officers.
No.
I mean, it was done by a small army of police officers. You know, there had to be at least six or seven in there. Please explain to me how, if there's one bad apple, two bad apples, that all the rest of the people in the raid group went along with the drug planting. Now, I'm not saying that every police officer is bad. Obviously, that's an incorrect statement. But somebody explain to me the psychology that goes behind listening to bad informants, shooting an 87-year-old woman, 92-year-old woman, blind, with a small handgun, dead in her house, and then decide, you know what, the best choice of action, the best thing that we can do right here is plant some drugs on this lady.
Incentives, since it comes down to incentives.
Sure, incentives of not wanting to be caught. And nobody wants to be caught.
Or even the people who aren't maybe actively planting the drugs or doing the shooting or doing whatever, but they say, hey, I know if I speak out, it's why I'm going to have
gonna
a rough time. Right.
Right. The thuggish cops who would be willing to plant those drugs or shoot an old lady, they're the cops that the supposedly good cops would then be coming up against as far as they've created an enemy within the department. And who knows, if these cops are willing to be as thuggish and corrupt as to shoot an old woman to death and plant drugs, who knows what they would do to the so-called good cops in there. So I don't blame them for being afraid. I really don't blame them. But anyway, all that aside, when stuff like this happens, people get outraged, and rightfully so. The people of Atlanta, specifically the neighborhood in which this lady lived, were outraged about the behavior of the police, and they wanted something done. And of course, when there's enough outrage, enough media coverage, the politicians will dance around as though they're doing something. And so, we'll just create this citizens' review board. And according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at AJC.com, the board was given investigators, subpoena power, and a mandate to provide a credible, independent, and safe and welcoming place to bring complaints, as opposed to the police department, which clearly isn't, and an accusations of misconduct and abuse by public safety officials. Seems like a good idea. Well, more than 5 years later, because remember, all they have to do is just make it look like they're doing something. Oh, look, here's this complaint department. You're going to love this. It's going to solve everything. And then everybody just kind of forgets about what happened, and they move along, and the news media doesn't pay attention. Well, thankfully, the AJC has done a follow-up. More than 5 years later, the Oversight Board existence is threatened by resistance from the police force, an apparent lack of interest from city government, internal board politics, and a damaged public image.
Right.
The board's supposed to have...
Where are they going to get the information on these complaints? Who's going to do the investigation on the police officers on which they're complained about?
The board has investigators. They claim.
They have their own investigators.
They have their own investigators.
That's
the board
is
supposed to have 11 members appointed by neighborhood planning units, lawyers groups, the city council, and the mayor. But it's been operating with only 10 members for the past 7 months, awaiting a new appointee by the mayor. The citizen watchdog panel is at a critical place in its so far rocky existence, and the strain on the members is showing more and more in meetings that sometimes disintegrate into name-calling. The decision to hire and then not hire a former federal prosecutor as their second executive director, and public complaints that the board seems too concerned with placating the police department and is sacrificing transparency. We'll give you more here about what's going on with this debacle, the Atlanta Citizen Review Board. It was supposed to save people and, you know, help them. We'll see how it's doing in moments. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you've had an experience going to one of these police complaint boards. What was it like for you? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy, a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has the 30-year fix. And you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you, it's Ian,
Pete,
and Mark.
Pete is here, courtesy of copblock.org. And our number again is 855-450-FREE. We're digging into a news piece here from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution where they're doing a follow-up on the Atlanta Citizen Review Board, which is a board created after the tragic shooting of 92-year-old Katherine Johnston in her home in Atlanta. She was sleeping, and the cops came in on a raid, which was built on lies from informants and then covered up by the police who planted drugs in her house after the fact. All of this information did end up coming out, thankfully. In many cases with drug raids, it doesn't. The cops do end up successfully hurting peaceful people. In this case, they killed this woman. The cops did have some level of accountability simply because of the huge amount of press that it received, given that she was 92. Had she been 29, it probably wouldn't have played out in the same way because, you know, people just seem to care more about the cops aggressing against elderly people than they do against people in their the early portion of their lives. And so they formed this Citizens Review Board with the intention of giving people a safe place to bring their complaints, because apparently they feel intimidated when they bring complaints to the police department directly. They have their own investigators, subpoena power, and sounded like a good idea. Turns out, looks like it's in shambles at the moment because the police force is resisting them. The city government doesn't seem to care, and there's internal board politics as well as more. We'll give you the details here from AJC.com. The citizen watchdog panel's at a critical place in its rocky existence thus far, and the strain on members is showing more and more in meetings that sometimes disintegrate into name-calling. They've also been deciding to hire, and then not hire, a former federal prosecutor as their second executive director. So apparently they're also well-funded. I mean, if they've got the money to hire an executive director for this board, it's, you know, this isn't just a board of volunteer attorneys counties and active citizens who care coming together to oversee the police. This is now a bureaucracy.
They got bank.
At this point. It had the capability of having effectiveness, but the city of Atlanta is a huge political machine, and I don't think it was ever strong enough to be effective, said Joy Morrissey, who'd been on the board since its inception 5 years ago until May 10th when her replacement was announced. She says, I don't know if anyone is going to allow it to be effective. A lot depends on who's chosen to take the job that the former executive director left in November in frustration with city government, some board members, and her staff. The former board member said, I think it's in crisis at the moment. If a strong person doesn't come in, then I question the effectiveness of the board from here on out. Well, I question the effectiveness of the board from here previously. What has it done? I mean, what things can you point to, board members, that you've done to actually help people? The first pool of applicants numbered 150. When it was reopened last month, 247 applied for the $100,000 a year job. That pool has been reduced to 13 candidates, five of whom will be interviewed by the entire board, and the goal is to make a choice within a month. APD has never embraced the board, though the department says it's...
Surprise, surprise!
Though they say it doesn't oppose oversight, but the argument has been that, except in the most egregious cases, there's no need for an independent investigation of what APD's Office of Professional Standards would do with its own internal investigations.
This is what police unions and police chiefs organizations say all along. Mm-hmm. They say that people shouldn't be allowed to record the police because they don't need to. I mean, that's the explanation. You shouldn't be allowed to record the police because you don't need to be allowed to record the police. Everything's
we'll
fine
citizen.
Here. Shut up and go away. All you have to do is go to YouTube and type in, you know, police brutality or, abuse of power or whatever, and you're going to find just hundreds of videos where, yes, we do need to be able to videotape the police. Look, I'm not saying this happens every encounter. I don't know whether it happens 1 in 100 encounters or 1 in 1,000 encounters or 1 in 10,000 encounters. But people, citizens, the people who are supposedly the government here, the top of the chain, we the people, should be able to videotape our government employees. If, in fact, that's the scenario.
Yeah, this whole idea is ludicrous. I mean, think about police. They bill themselves as the protectors, and you know, a lot of places they say, you don't have the right to possess or own a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
We have them. We'll be here to protect you. But their court system has ruled they have no duty to protect the individual. And you read time and again when people call 911 for help, they don't show up ever, or they show up and they hurt the people that made the calls. But
I got a story right here where a deaf woman calls the police. She mm-hmm. comes outside. Oh, they taser her.
Yep. Yeah, in Tacoma. And
that'll show her for being deaf.
Right. Yeah. So
she told the dispatcher, I'm deaf. And then the dispatcher called her and said the police were outside. Okay, I'm coming out. 30 seconds later, she comes out of the door. She's waving her arms in the air. Not particularly threatening, right? And they hit her in the gut.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I called Tacoma PD about that today, but, I mean, it's the whole idea, who watches the watchers, and why, and if you allow these layers of bureaucracy, so let's say the police are supposed to be watching the people in Atlanta, and then you create the civilian review board to watch them, and again, it's a bureaucracy, it's a cluster, so what happens after that? You're going to create another agency, another group of people to watch that. This is what happens when you have no competition, and it lacks the proper incentives, and you want real accountability, you let people vote with their dollars, and instead of forcing upon them this top-down monopoly of force.
APD, the police union, and the Atlanta Police Foundation, which provide private funds for some police programs, agree there should be oversight, but that it should come in the form of reviewing or auditing findings of completed internal investigations. Quote, the Atlanta Police Department does not oppose accountability to the citizens it serves, said their spokesbureaucrat Carlos Campos. He says, however, we have always advocated for an audit model approach to the Citizen Review Board rather than the current investigative model. We believe the audit model is more effective at providing the level of departmental oversight the public is seeking. Citizen groups see that argument as one to weaken the city's watchdog system. It's obvious, according to Reverend Anthony Motley of Lindsay Street Baptist, which has been a leader of the efforts to fight crime in Katherine Johnson's neighborhood, he says it's obvious that the police want a symbolic organization. They want an organization with no teeth in it, they want a citizen review board in name only, and they don't want a board that will serve as a serious check and balance on police actions. Now, that's from a man that's actually been working in his community to fight crime, and that's what he thinks about the police. So he knows, you know, as a upstanding member of the community attempting to keep his streets safe, that the police aren't there to help. right? That the police are there to cover up their own misdeeds and to whitewash everything. He knows this, and that's why he can see right through what they're saying. Only one member of the board actually has a law enforcement background. Some critics of police oversight say lay people don't understand or appreciate that the officers deal with difficult, untrustworthy, dangerous people every day.
Agreed.
And it's common.
Like their colleagues. But, I mean, you know, it's got to be really tough to deal with, you know, the criminal element. I spent more than 8 years in prison, not 8 years, 6 months in prison. And I've got to say, I'm not a big fan of convicts. Don't like them much. And I can understand why people that would deal with folks of that caliber on a regular basis would get jaded. I understand why correctional officers say, look, I'm in prison just like you. I do eight and hit the gate. I get it. I mean, I get why people feel that way.
But think about it, Mark. These guys, they say we deal with dangerous people or people that, you know, don't want us around or whatever they might claim. And why is that? It's because they're going around trying to impose their dictates on other people. And for most part, a lot of these folks are engaging in activities that don't have a victim, that don't damage a person or property, and it's merely some scribble some politicians put on a piece of paper. So I know, if that weren't being the case and someone was actually serving and protecting, then people would want them around and they would say, hey, I'm having this issue, you mind helping me out? And
I'm not entirely sure that when it comes to like domestic abuse situations that that everybody would want them around. There's a lot
whoever's being abused would.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, fine. Well, so people like being abused, I guess.
So should that cost be externalized to neighbors? Should they be forced to pay to deal with situations that nobody wants to be involved in?
Nope.
Well, so in most domestic disputes, someone in that dispute is calling the police, so that would suggest to me that they want the cops to come.
I don't know what most is, and sometimes, they'll want them to come, but, you know, they don't want to deal with the repercussions of, you know, the boyfriend or the girlfriend having to go to court and get it being arrested. But I mean, that happens all the time.
Let's take this situation and what does stem from it? People want to quell any discord in a domestic situation. So a lot of these jurisdictions now, they say there's a mandatory arrest.
When
a lot of times it's not
Thanks
needed.
For a problem.
And, you know, these situations, it's bound to happen, this unaccountability, because any time you allow a double standard to a person or group of people, it's only going to grow. It's never going to go away until people withdraw their consent.
We'll continue here with you and your thoughts in moments. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So do you have experience? There's a little bit more here about what's going on in Atlanta. We'll touch that here in hour number three. But do you have experience with a police review board? Have you ever gone in front of one of them? What is the process like? Were you satisfied with what they did? I've never heard any stories. Now, that's not to say they're not out there. It's just never come across my desk. Like, hey, this review board actually held this police department accountable and they found this bad cop and, you know, something happened. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got that story. You can share it with us. 1-855-450-3733. Or maybe it was just another bureaucratic morass for you to waste your time with. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only
$94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePropared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePropared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePropared.com.